Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood?
Dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another broadcast of Manna from Heaven. Let me invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, the last of the books of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 33. And for this week, we're going to be considering verse 25. But today I'm going to read starting at verse 24. Deuteronomy 33, verse 24 and 25, but our focus for this week is going to be verse 25. The word of God reads as following, "And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." Again, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. And we look at this beautiful day and we are just in awe of your goodness towards us, in that we have another day of life, another day of being of sound mind, another day of walking with the Lord, another day to be a blessing to someone, another day, another opportunity to shine for Christ and tell sinners of this Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Lord, bless this study as we begin today, Monday, January 10th, and we're going to work our way through until Friday, January 14th. Help us, Lord, to break the text down. Holy Spirit, we rely heavily on your assistance. Guide us, Holy Spirit, for Jesus said that when you come, you would guide us to all truth. And truth is what we seek, and not just truth, but God's truth. Bless us, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. I have entitled this series, Shoes and Strength for 2022. Shoes and Strength for 2022. Well, here in your outline, and by the way, all of these weekly studies, Manna from Heaven, they all come with an outline. And let me encourage you to email me at gccpastor2021@gmail.com to get your weekly outline. Here in your outline, I have this verse, Deuteronomy 33:25, in four different translations. And the reason why I did that is because in some translations, the word shoes translations, the word bolts appear. So if I'm reading from the King James and you're reading from the New American Bible, you're going to say, Pastor, I'm not reading what you're reading. And so this is why I posted four different translations, two favoring the rendering shoes and two favoring the rendering bolts. So today we're going to deal with this issue of which word is it? Is it shoes or bolts? And then tomorrow we'll begin to break the text down. But we got to deal with this question here today. So let me read it to you again from the King James. It says, Deuteronomy 33:25, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Now notice shoes is highlighted in red. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now, in the Robert Young's literal translation, Robert Young was the author of the Young's Bible Concordance, one of the best concordances ever written. So Robert Young, in his literal translation of the Bible, of which he was very capable of producing, he puts it this way, iron and brass are thy shoes, and as thy days, thy strength. The NIV has it this way, the bolts of your gates will be iron and brass, and your strength will equal your days. The New American Bible reads, may your bolts be iron and brass, and may your strength endure through all your days. So obviously you can see that we have here a conundrum. We have an issue that we must deal with. We got to get it out of the way before we can actually see what the text is saying to us today in 2022, as the series title is Shoes and Strength for 2022. And I believe we're going to need special shoes and special strength that come from God if we're going to have a successful 2022. And that's why the Lord led me to the text. So now, obviously, we need to address the obvious translation conundrum. Which is it? Shoes or bars or bolts? Some translations has bolts. Other translations have bars. But bars and bolts are synonymous. But bars and bolts do not equal shoes. So which one is it? Well, I did a very lengthy study on the text. I went to the original. I went to the Hebrew. I pulled out all of my Hebrew lexicons. And so I found two that I put here in the outline, I found two definitions from two different lexicons that I believe will help us in determining which is the best translation. Okay, so let's look at lexicon number one. And lexicon number one reads, Hebrew word menal. Hebrew word menal. Menal has two meanings. The first, and this is the primary meaning. See, they in this lexicon, they list everything by its primary meaning and then its secondary meaning. So its primary meaning, number one, a masculine noun indicating a lock or bolt used to secure something. So you know you at home, you have a bolt, you have a lock. When you want to lock your door at night, you turn the bolt, you turn the lock, and you pull on the door, and you can see the door is fastened shut. So menal deals with that ancient bolt or that ancient lock that people use to lock their doors. It goes on to say, the lexicon, it is used figuratively of the locks of Asher to indicate the security of the tribe, Deuteronomy 33:22, according to New American Standard Bible and the New International Version. That's how these two translations render Deuteronomy 33:25, which we just saw. But the second definition, Roman numeral number two, it is also a masculine noun designating a shoe. Some translators understand this to refer to a shoe or sandal, which is fitting for the context. Deuteronomy 33:25, of course, the King James Version and the New King James Version, but I also showed you the Young's literal translation. So here, the definite, it's again, it provides both definitions. But if you notice in the second definition, the authors, the editors of this great work tell us, some translators understand this to refer to a shoe or sandal, which is what? Which is fitting. Fitting. Now notice, it doesn't say that about Roman numeral definition in Roman numeral number one. It says it for the definition in Roman numeral number two, which is fitting for the context. What context? Deuteronomy 33, 24, and 25. Okay, all right, so now let's go to lexicon number two. It says shoe or shod, Hebrew word menal, to bolt, fasten with bolt or bar. Notice, a menal, it's either the verb to bolt or fasten with bolt or bar. Then it means to shoe, to put on sandals, which is done by confining, shutting in the foot with thongs. A shoe, sandal, sometimes beautifully ornamented, inwrought with lines of gold, silver, or silk, and not seldom embroidered with jewels, according to the work, Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 1. So, as you can see, both lexicons, as do all Hebrew lexicons. Now, I could have given you 10, 12 Hebrew lexicons that would have said the same thing, but I thought two would be enough, and more than that would be overkill. So, again, the primary meaning in both, and by the way, the primary meaning in every Hebrew lexicon or dictionary is that first and foremost, the word menal is a bolt or a bar that you use to fasten a door shut. That's the primary. The secondary is shoe or sandal. Now, let's go to the context. Now, in verse 24, here we have Moses blessing the tribe of Asher, chapter 33, is a series of blessings that Moses, as the prophetic leader of the people, declares over each tribe before he goes home to glory. This is like a deathbed blessing. Although Moses is not on his deathbed, he's not sick, but he's been told by God that once he does what he needs to do here in the book of Deuteronomy, his life and ministry will come to a close simultaneously. So right before his death, which is in chapter 34, here in chapter 33, Moses looks at all the tribes and he begins to make these pronouncements of blessings, prophetic pronouncements of blessings. And this is what he says to the tribe of Asher. He says, and of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. You see that phrase, let him dip his foot in oil? That's a beautiful trend that leads right into thy shoes shall be iron and brass. See, I believe that the best translation here would be shoes, because, again, it goes from dipping your foot in oil to putting on shoes that are made of iron and brass. That flows perfectly. What doesn't flow in my mind and what doesn't flow to me is that we go from putting oil on your foot and then going from that to locking your doors with a bolt of iron and brass. That makes no sense. So that's why I prefer this translation. The first reason. The second reason is that at this time, Asher has no, the tribe of Asher or any tribe in Israel, they don't have what we call homes. They don't have a home like you and I have a home today. They don't have doors. Remember, they're on a 40-year pilgrimage. These people live in tents. At this time that this was uttered by Moses, Asher, with the rest of the tribes of Israel, lived in tents. And there were no doors on tents, not a wooden door, much less bolts of brass or iron. So based on the historical setting, it makes no sense for Moses to pronounce that the children of Asher shall have bolts of iron on their door when they don't even have wooden doors or bolts. It makes no sense. So the best rendering also would be, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days shall thy strength be. So let's conclude it there. Ponder what was said today. Consider the information that I presented to you. And notice my two reasons. Again, my two reasons for concluding this is that it makes no sense to go from dipping your foot in oil to then bolting your doors with bars of iron and brass. There's no logical flow there. And then secondly, a second reason is, at this time, Asher, the whole tribe, lives in tents. They are a nomadic people. They've been going from one place to another, and when they leave one place, they bring down their tents. And when they arrive at a place and Moses gets confirmation from God that this is the place where we'll be at, then they put out their tents. They take down their tents. They put up their tents. They take down their tents. And tents don't have wooden doors nor bars of iron or brass. So, again, at this stage of the history of this tribe, they are a nomadic pilgrim people and not a people settled in the land of Canaan. So we're going to go with the translation, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. We're going to go with that. Well, saints, that does it for today. I can't wait to come back tomorrow and give you the second part to this series. I want to close today's broadcast considering that God is going to give us shoes of brass and iron, and that he's going to give us strength, because there are two gifts in this text. In this verse 25, there are two gifts. One is special shoes from God, and two is special strength from God. Both are needed for 2022. So, knowing that today you have two new gifts from the Lord, I want to end the broadcast with this song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One, which used to be a favorite of my mother-in-law.
Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to.